It is very clear that this is a real estate operation that is masquerading as a reform to make the People's Palace accessible.
That was David Levering Lewis, author of W.E.B. Du Bois, The Biography of a Race, on the steps of City Hall today with 50 other New Yorkers who are protesting the Bloomberg administration's plan to sell off and consolidate some New York public libraries for luxury developments with partial libraries. Lewis is referring to plans to consolidate the New York Public Library on 42nd Street by cutting the book stacks and housing 1.5 million books in New Jersey. Caroline McIntyre is a Brooklyn Heights resident and created the campaign Citizens Defending Libraries petition to halt the selling off of libraries and a moratorium on any sales or consolidation until library money is restored.
They are selling off libraries as fast as they can before Bloomberg leaves office. They are selling off some of the most valuable public properties that the city owns, that we, the taxpayers, pay for through our taxes. And they're also shrinking the library system. They're consolidating libraries, shrinking them down, reducing opportunities for the public. This is a deliberate underfunding of public libraries. The city of New York is richer than ever. With a budget of $70 billion, this city can afford these public libraries. When I tell people this, that the libraries are being sold off, the Mid-Manhattan Library, across the street from the main library, the Science Industry and Business Library on 34th Street, the Brooklyn Heights Library, and the Pacific Library. When I go and tell people this, they're shocked, as I was when I first heard this. The city is selling off our public libraries? It hits us all in a very deep way.
There are three separate public library systems in New York, which make up the 60 branches dotted throughout neighborhoods. Many of the branches have suffered years of cuts to funding that have led to disrepair, and oftentimes the excuse used to either close branches or consolidate is the cost of repairs being prohibitive. The city budget for libraries this year alone was $15 million. The Brooklyn Public Library announced plans to sell off its Brooklyn Heights branch to a developer for luxury apartments with a smaller version of the library on the ground floor, and plans call for the building that houses the Pacific branch on 4th Avenue in Borough Hill to be sold, with the library moving to a newly created Brooklyn Cultural District, which hasn't been built yet. The news about the consolidating of the Brooklyn Heights branch hit one particular group who uses it for their meetings.
My name is Jordan Candelario. I am 8 years old and I am a Girl Scout from Troop 2657. Our meetings are held every week on Wednesdays at the Brooklyn Public Library, Pacific Street branch. This petition is to request that you keep the Pacific Street Library open. The library is valuable for these reasons.
Number one. Libraries change the world.
Louder.
Number two. Our Girl Scout meetings are held there. The Girl Scouts need the space. Number three, the world depends on libraries for kids' education. Number four, office space does not help make the world a better place. Libraries and Girl Scouts does. Number five, this library is part of the neighborhood. It's been around since 1903 and our kids love it.
The Girl Scouts were joined by New York City Comptroller John Liu, who's running for mayor this year.
Our public assets are not for sale. Yeah. That is the bottom line. The attempts in recent years at selling property after city property for so little money, relatively speaking, and yet seemingly disposing of our public assets is not the way the city of New York can maintain our status as a world-class city. Let's hold on to our city as we know it. Let's stop letting the corporations and the developers take everything over. We need to keep the city in the hands of the people of the city.
Also attending the press conference today was Amy Gadalgig, Public Relations Manager at the New York Public Library.
Well, I think it's important to note the libraries are not being sold off. Although we might be consolidating Sybil and Mid-Manhattan into one library, those services and those collections and those resources will be available to people. So that is certainly something that we want everybody to be aware of. Those resources are not going away. Those services are not going away. Those collections are not going away. But what is happening is over the past couple of years, we have experienced budget decreases and budget cuts that have resulted in fewer hours of service, fewer availabilities for our staff to help patrons, and that's something that we're trying to protect. And we appreciate the City Council and everything that everybody is doing with the City Council. We know that there are difficulties, but this is an issue that we are facing and struggling with every day.
The City Council has to approve the plan, and the Citizens Defending Libraries group are continuing to collect signatures online and at library branches. For WBAI's Evening News, I'm Rebecca Miles reporting.